Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Olympics are over, but we're catching up with some of the Olympic athletes. Ryan Burrow from the WGN Radio Newsroom, our news director here, is also the Olympic expert at this radio station. Who have you got in line for us here?
Oh, we've got, I believe, Emery Lehman on the phone.
Emery, are you there?
Is he on Zoom? He's on Zoom, correct.
Yeah, hi, Emery.
I'm here on Zoom. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, so tell me a little bit who this guy is.
Oh, he's a speed skater, and he pulled down some hardware in China over the last couple weeks, and I wanted to catch up with him, and I thought since you've been following the Olympics, it might be good to see if we could grab him live. But I when I reached out to Emery a couple days ago, I'm like, hey, welcome back stateside. He goes, actually, I'm in Norway right now. So straight shot from Beijing to Norway, Emery, huh?
Yeah, and then one more stop in the Netherlands after this before I finally get to get back.
There needs to be a U.S. victory tour with that bronze medal you got.
Yeah, I know, right? I the hype may be over by the time I get back. We're 3 weeks before we get back after the end of closing ceremonies here. So hopefully people are still excited to see the medal when I get back.
We'll get the ticker tape ready for the big parade on Michigan Avenue. How's that sound? He's a Chicago guy, John.
The Oak Park River Forest, yeah. Marquette grad, U.S. speed skater, and Olympic bronze medalist in team pursuit. Why didn't you come right back here? What are you doing over there?
I actually have world championships here in Norway, and then we have World Cup final in the Netherlands. Two races that are pretty hard to qualify for, actually harder than the Olympics. So I qualified for them and decided I couldn't miss out. And the rink here in Norway is actually the home of the 94 games in Lillehammer. So it is quite a historic rink and really cool to be here.
If you had your druthers, though, World Cup, World Championship, or Olympic medal, would you gauge them? Is one more important to an athlete like you than the other?
Olympics are really important just because back home everyone tunes in for speed skating every 4 years for the Olympics. But to like the Dutch people and a lot of other people, you know, it's an Olympic gold and a world championship gold are often treated the same. Oftentimes, you know, there's Americans like Joey Mantilla and Brittany Bowe who are world champions, you know, four or five times over, and no one really knows who they are, but, you know, they are these incredible athletes who have time and time again been able to lay it down at world champs and do really well. Brittany actually got a bronze, and Joey was on the team pursuit team with us that got bronze.
Yeah. So then when you're going to these other countries and competing, are you doing so as a professional athlete then? Do you win prize money? How do you support your dream here?
Yeah, we get a little bit of funding from the USOC. I have two personal sponsors, RC Willie and Collins Engineers, who actually has an office who I've worked with in Chicago. They're great people. Miss Harney and Mr. Chechi, great people. And they help support me. But other than that, in the USOC funding, yeah, it's pretty much all based on medals and performance, which can oftentimes be tough, but we've gotten we got two golds this past fall at World Cups and one world record, so that was pretty cool.
Talk to us about the bronze medal race and what your expectations were going into that team pursuit race and how everything went.
And first, tell us what team pursuit is. What does that look like? What is that?
Yeah, so traditionally, long track speed skating is two people skating side by side. They're out there racing against each other, but it's really against the clock. You know, you could beat a guy by a half lap, but you might be second to last and he might be last place. So it's really just a race against the clock. Whereas team pursuit is really the first round is a seeding round. And then after that, the top four teams move to a like bracket style, a semifinal and the final. So after the first round, we had the second fastest time. So we went up to be paired against the Russians, who really surprised everybody by setting the Olympic record. We skated under the Olympic record too, so we didn't have a bad race by any means, but they just had a little bit of a better race, and that was definitely a surprise. We were very surprised by that. So after throwing up and comprehending what just happened, we had to kind of bounce back less than an hour later to skate in the bronze medal match against the Dutch, who were the current world champions and the old world record holders. So they're pretty good.
The level of competition sounds amazing, but I want to make sure I know which race I'm playing back in my head now, Ryan. Is this the one where you got four guys and they're tagging off as they come around, or what does this look like, Emery? What does this look like?
Yeah. So sorry, I kind of skipped over that part there. I think what you're thinking of is the short track relay. The long track team pursuit is three guys skating together, and you kind of essentially just helping each other. We are actually one of the first countries to, instead of switching leads and kind of taking your pole or leading a lap, like we call it, we've decided that it would be a much more efficient strategy to have one guy lead the whole thing, and the other two guys behind him put their hand on his back and push the whole way and not exchange any
that
leads.
One. Okay. So you're kind of drafting off the each other, right?
Yeah, and so that's where the pushing comes in, is because if someone's leading and you're in second or third place in that team pursuit, and the clock stops when the last person crosses the line. So it's really essentially your weakest link or your last person. It can't just be one guy that goes out there and crushes it and just, you know, leaves his teammates in the dust. So we figured that with those two people just drafting and the one guy leading, there would be all this extra energy being in the wind, and you'd be able to kind of transfer that to the front guy and go at faster speeds.
And then you push him, you grab his butt and push him forward, and then you guys catch up like that?
Yeah, there's not too much grabbing, but we definitely give it a little touch.
Well, I mean, that is, you do touch him, right, and kind of accelerate him forward?
Oh, no, for sure, for sure. I mean, the best team pursuit races, I'm kind of always in second spot, and in the best team pursuit races, I'm like so close and pushing so well that you really shouldn't see me or my face after the first 50 meters. You really shouldn't see me like at all. It should just look like one guy. You should see like one face and just six legs, and that's it, really.
I got to ask you, this was your third Olympic Games, obviously a lot different being in a pandemic. When we had chatted for Quest for Gold, you talked about how young you were the first time. The second time, you may have gotten a little too heady. You may have been thinking too much and didn't have a very quality Olympics, at least in your opinion. And this one, you seemed more relaxed going into this one, that this was just kind of gravy for you. This was a third appearance. You weren't going to let it define you, weren't going to let it define your career. How do you feel after your third games, and what was the experience like? You know, were you able to kind of absorb it more without all of the fans around?
Yeah, you know, it's the Olympics are, they come and go. So I definitely just wanted to go as a competitor. I had a lot of friends and family texting me. I had my really good friend, Steve Samuels, probably the biggest speed skating fan in the Chicagoland area. Guy knows more about anything, but he is texting me in between the rounds, trying to, you know, keep me level headed. So we really just wanted to go into those games and be like I said, I wanted to be a competitor, not a participant at the Olympics. And I think by finishing 11th in my individual race, finishing third in the team pursuit, I really kind of proved that.
Is it fun? It looks to me, that looks fun. Looks like work, but how cool it must be to be gliding along. How fast are you guys going along the ice there?
I think, you know, we hit close to, you know, 30s. I think the sprinters can go closer to 40, but
imagine
I think
that.
For that team pursuit, for most of that race, you know, we're hovering above just over 30 miles an hour for a lot of it.
You'd get ticketed on some of these Chicago roads. For
I know.
That.
We got speed cameras.
Emery, I'm a Marquette grad, and I just want to know how important Real Chili was to your training regimen.
Oh, man. I love Real Chili. Nothing like Real Chili on a late night, but I actually lived off the chicken parm at Schrader. I don't know if it was around when you were there, but I absolutely love that food.
So your family's probably anxious to see, greet, and hug and hold you. I'm anxious for you to get back, and we've just met. But what a great accomplishment, and what a great spokesperson for your sport, Emery.
Yeah, I'm very excited to come back. Maybe I can go come in, show the medal to you guys. But yeah.
Oh, hey, Ryan.
We got...
Ask this guy to come back. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What was it fun? It looked like fun. Did you get a chance to see any other sports? Did you get a chance to walk around and trade pins, or were you pretty much on lockdown the whole time?
We got a chance to trade pins. I got to watch speed skating, some short track. I watched a lot. Unfortunately, you know, because of these competitions after the Olympics, we really had to train a lot. So I got to, one night we got to let loose and, you know, have some fun. But for the most part, it was homework and training as usual, just as it is now here in Norway.
Yeah. Opening ceremonies, closing ceremonies. You get a chance to go?
I did not walk in opening, but I walked in closing.
Oh, good.
Just with COVID and everything. So I got to walk in 2018. I'll probably walk in, if I make it in 2026, who knows? But if I do, I'll probably try and walk that one again. But just with COVID and everything, I really, with us having a shot in the team pursuit at a medal, I just really didn't want to put myself at risk there.
We're out of time, but there's the answer to the question they always close with these athletes. So are you going to pursue the next Olympics? And it sounds like you will, huh, Emery?
I'll take it year by year, but that is the goal.
Yeah, well, do what's best for Emery Lehman, Elk Park River Forest native, Marquette grad, as you just heard from Steve Bertrand, and the U.S. speed skater and Olympic bronze medalist in the team pursuit. Emery, congratulations from all of us here in Chicagoland. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Ryan, you have the best voices come through these microphones. Thank you for setting that up.
Oh, no problem.
What a nice guy.